Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Coco Radio. We are talking about the ways successful people defeat procrastination. 你想聊聊成功人士战胜拖延的方法。They commit to at least showing up. 他们承诺至少会出现。After starting a task, you will likely stay with it a lot longer than you initially committed to.
在开始一项任务之后呢，你可能比开始承诺的能坚持更久。
It's like working out. Half the battle is just showing up to the gym.
就像锻炼，出现在健身房就成功了一半。
Commit to just showing up, you'll find yourself completing a lot more tasks. The text time you don't feel like.Tackling a task. Commit to only working on it for 1 minute. Set a timer for 60 seconds. Then sit down and get to work. More often than not, you'll find yourself wanting to go beyond the 60 seconds and continue.
只要承诺出现，你会发现自己完成了更多的任务。下一次呢，你不想解决任务的时候呢，承诺工作一分钟，只是工作一分钟而已。设置60秒的定时，然后坐下来开始工作。通常情况下呢，你会发现自己想超过这60秒继续工作。
I constantly use this technique to trick myself into working on tedious tasks.
我经常用这样的一种方法欺骗自己去做乏味的工作。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. The ways successful people defeat procrastination. They commit to at least showing up.
成功人士战胜拖延的方法，他们承诺至少会出现，而不是消失不见。
Okay.
如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio。或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki Ansaki 找到我，同时也可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 UKKI， 在节目之后可以一起来学习英语哦。